WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. Along with me are two of my faithful radio team members and their mother and daughter, and they live in Indiana, and they used to be a part of the church I pastored up there many years ago. And so we've known each other for a real long time, right, Betty?
Yeah, we're composites of dirt. We've been around that long.
I don't know how old you were when I met you, but I was around my late 30s, early 40s. So, you know, hey, we've known each other a long time. So it's a joy to have this kind of a friendship that God gives us, you know?
Oh, amen. When I ask the Lord for blessings, I ask Him to bless you and your ministry abundantly because, you know, the prayer chain, the prayer team that we have.
Yes.
Is so valuable to meet the needs of God's people. And just by sending a little bit of a request to prayers@bohmglobal.com, that it goes out within just a matter of maybe a few minutes or even just a few hours. And you have faithful prayer warriors who pray and seek God's face and ask that those prayers be met and that God's will be done in your life. So if you have a need, send it in. I know Pastor Jim and Shell have been taking over and doing such a great job. And we've seen a lot of praise reports come out of these prayers.
Yes.
So if you have a request, send it in.
And you're still a part of that prayer team, but you're taking a few weeks off, but Shell and Pastor Jim, you're right, are picking up those requests and sending them out to our prayer team. If you want to be a part of the prayer team, it doesn't mean that you have to be a part of the ministry per se, but feel free to write an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com, and you can be part of the prayer team. Then anytime these requests go out, you will be getting a copy of that, and you can pray along with us. Megan, would you please tell our audience about our Thursday night show?
Mm-mm. Oh, I would love to. Go yard.
Go yard means hitting a home run.
That's right. Knocking one out of the park. You know, the Go Yard is such an awesome show because it takes real life situations, real life issues, and you guys break it down and coach people on how to deal with it.
Right.
And that's why we say it's a life coaching show. And it's you, Mama Mac.
Yeah.
And Dr. Angel Falzoni.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so cool because you can call in, you can text in, and call in and actually talk to both of you and ask questions about what you're talking about for that evening.
Right.
And it's just awesome. I love it.
Yeah, so that's Thursday night on this station every week, 6:06 p.m. on Starcom Media. That show is played more than once, usually on the weekends and sometimes maybe during the week too on Starcom Media, if that's how you listen to us. So Go Yard with Mama Mac. That's my other name because that's what my daughters-in-law call me. So anyway, and also you do too, Megan.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Mama Mac. So anyway, join us on Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. We just have real life topics, just good stuff. You can go to our website for that show, goyard2014.org, O-R-G. Goyard2014.org. You'll find all the shows on our website through October. At the end of each month, our webmaster puts all the shows for this one, Living the Good Life, and our Thursday night show, Go Yard, on our two websites. The website for this show, one more time, bohmglobal.com. The website for the counseling life coaching show, goyard2014.org. Are you two ready for this wonderful, powerful song?
I'm ready.
Woo!
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines, standing unafraid. But now we're watchers on the sidelines while our families slip away. Where are you, men of courage? You were made for so much more. Let the pounding of our hearts cry.
God. Seek justice, love mercy, walk humbly with
in
your
the
God.
War seek of justice, the mind, I will say my stand. In the battle of the justice, heart and the saddle of the hands. In the war of the mind, I will say my stand. In the battle of the heart and the saddle of the hands.
We were made to be courageous.
Love that song, Courageous by Casting Crowns. Wow. Megan, what did you think as that song was playing?
Whew. Oh, you know, that song, it actually reminds me of the first time we were traveling to Florida.
Yeah.
Because we were on the plane and I was searching for Christian music on my phone.
Okay.
Because I hadn't had, oh my gosh, this is kind of bad to admit, but I hadn't had any Christian music on my phone for I can't tell you the last time.
Wow.
And that was one of the first songs that I came across when we were headed down to see you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've walked on the beach hearing that song.
Yes.
That song has renewed my faith.
Yes.
Because it's also renewed my courage, because when it says we can be the new generation to finally make a change.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
like, you know, that spoke to me, because it's like, you know, the Lord is trying to tell me, Megan, I want you back.
Right.
And that song was part of my journey is coming back and you know, claiming my spiritual gifts and not ignoring them anymore.
Amen.
And so that song is a constant reminder that it fires me up when I hear it. I just love it.
So you had gone through a period of time, because you were like 9 years old as a little kid who would sit in church when I would pastor so long ago, but you've gone through a period of time where you had kind of drifted, not that you didn't believe in God or anything, but you just had drifted away from that being on fire state for him, right?
I did. Yes, ma'am. I sure
yeah.
did.
And I think a lot of our audience can relate to that, Megan, because life takes its toll, or yeah. we are a part of a different social group, or, you know, possibly marriage has changed our lives a little bit in some ways. I mean, all kinds
Absolutely.
Of things happen, right?
Yep, that's right. And, you know, for me, it was, I became obsessed with working out, obsessed with fitness. And,
okay.
you know, it's just the Lord, you know, and I believe to this day grabbed my attention when I got pregnant with Grayson, because,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, I wasn't able to work out like I was. It stopped me in my tracks
right.
and redirected me again. So, you know, just because that, you know, one time you're walking in a certain way, doesn't mean that he's not going to readjust your sails again and send you in a different direction and teach you something else.
Teach you something because, through it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's why we always talk about being moldable, because
right.
like a piece of clay, because he's the potter. And, you know, we always need to be willing to mold into new ways and new wisdom. And that's the cool thing about the Lord.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is. And Betty, you can relate to this, that he just absolutely has a way of dealing with each of us, right? In ways that we are just shocked sometimes, you know, that God has kind of grabbed us up by the bootstraps and changed our direction, you know?
Oh, yeah, because I say we're all uniquely and wonderfully made.
Right.
And one of the things in that song, it says, when you were talking about the verse in John 25 through 27,
yeah,
is that that's what he a battle of the mind.
Yes,
and
yes.
And the battle in your heart is mm-hmm. that's where the peace lies, is in your heart. And that's where we have to grasp onto that Pastor.
Yes.
And Megan. And we have to make that our almost a battle cry is, God, I need you.
Amen.
I need you to help me with, I need you with my,
yes,
my finances. I need you to help me. I need a new car, or I need to lower my house payment, or I need healing in my life. I need healing in my marriage. I need healing in my finances. The list can go on.
Can go on and on.
On. But that's where the battle comes in, is having the faith to believe.
That's right.
That peace that he leaves with you is the peace that he gives you.
Which brings me, go ahead. Did you finish your thought?
No, you go right ahead. I finished now. Thank
John 16:33. Let's just go there. I just jumped the gun a little here. Sorry. Because
and
what
you
said just absolutely flows into this verse. John 16:33. Same situation going on here from John chapter 14. This is still before Jesus goes to the cross, a few hours before he goes to the cross. And I think that's a very important fact to know here. This is not just a random teaching that Jesus is doing. This is an attempt on his part to redirect the disciples away from their fears, their anxieties, their panic about the changes that are about to happen. And he says here in John 16:33, I have told you these things so that, okay, now he's even telling you why he's been talking about all this, so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you'll have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Woo! Megan, you first. Whoa.
That is a verse that you can live by.
Isn't
just
it?
Like all of the, you know, just like the rest of them in the Bible. But that one really,
should
tell people that he is in control.
Yeah.
Not us, him.
Right.
And, you know, it's through that verse that we know that we don't have to be concerned about anything. And, you know, I know sometimes that life can be overwhelming. I know that. I've been in that situation. But there's always that thing in the back of your mind and deep in your heart that you know that the Lord is here to comfort us, to guide us through those situations, to always be that hand that we feel upon our shoulder guiding us in the direction that we're supposed to go. And it's us that seems to drift away.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not that, you know, sometimes we don't want to. It's not on purpose. But like you said earlier, sometimes things happen and we get off track.
Right.
But we always know that hand is right there on our shoulder, that he's always going to catch our attention in some manner to remind us that he's still in control.
And he wants us to have peace. I agree. He says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace in this world. It doesn't say peace in heaven, because that's where we definitely are going to have peace in heaven. This says, and Jesus said these words, so that in me you may have peace in this world. You know, in this world you're going to have a lot of trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world. Betty, talk to us. Woo!
Well, that tells me that there's going to come a time in our life when we've got to take heart.
Right.
That we have to be open for change.
Not yes.
Because Jesus knew that there was going to be change.
Right.
He knew where he was. He knew where he was going.
He sure did.
And he was trying to prepare the disciples for change.
Yes.
Because they were used to seeing him every day.
Right.
They ate with him. They supped with him. They ministered with him every single day. And then all of a sudden, it's gone.
Right.
Well, he was trying to get them to believe. It's what he says. You believe at last. But time is coming, and time has come when you will be scattered to each in his own home. So he was trying to tell them there was going to be change.
Right.
That there was he was going to send someone else in his place to give them the peace, because he had overcome the world. He knew he was going to overcome the world by dying on the cross at Calvary, which gives each of us an opportunity to seek him first in his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the great things about the Lord is that if there's going to be change in your life, he's going to prepare you.
Right.
He is going to, I don't want to use an example like I was going to, but he prepared me for surgery, okay?
Right.
He knew there was going to be change in my life, change the way I eat, change the way that I live my life. I can't eat unhealthy things. I can't do things for a little while until I get back into the swing of things. That he knew I was going to have to change, but he prepared me with his peace.
Right.
And said, it's all going to be okay. That still small voice that we all long to hear.
Right.
Is that it's all going to be okay. If you take my hand and you stay under the shelter of the Almighty, that refuge.
Yes.
There's nothing that we can't do. And I, to this day, I could not have went through what I went through, a few weeks ago, what we went through almost 2 years ago, we could not have made it had it not been for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Woo. And Megan, are you still on with us?
I'm still with you.
Have you noticed something about your mom during this show?
Yes. And it's something that, here I go.
Go ahead.
Buyers, you know that.
Yeah.
You know, when Mom was in the hospital, the Lord kept telling me, Megan, I need you to write this down, and I need you to write this down. And it's like, okay, Lord, okay. And, you know, I kept ignoring him, and he kept reminding me, hello, excuse me. And I wrote it down, and I could get to it on my phone, but I had to put you on speakerphone, and I don't know how well that
yeah.
would sound.
Yeah.
I could read it to you. But basically what it was, in a nutshell, was that Mom's work is not done.
Right.
And she knows this. And
he's not ready to take her home. No,
he's not, because that surgery renewed her body.
Right.
And it renewed that shell for
right.
her spirit
yes.
to continue
yes.
to spread the peace and love and mercy and grace that the Lord has given her.
Amen.
And that scar that she wears upon her chest is a significant battle wound
yes.
that she has a testimony to talk about. And this morning I saw Mom not feeling well, and this afternoon I've come home, and her strength has been renewed.
It has,
and
yes.
She's up walking around.
Yeah.
And she has vigor in her voice.
She's stronger right now, an hour and ten minutes into this, than she was when she started today.
Amen. And I told her that there's a song by Stephen Curtis Chapman. It's called The Glorious Unfolding.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
that's exactly what this is for her, is this time, this downtime of recovery
right.
is a time of discovery.
Woo.
And what that means to her is that she, and I've told her this before, is she's going to have a new anointing. She's going to have a new prayer language.
Amen.
She's going to leave a trail of peace.
Amen.
Everywhere she goes.
Praise
even more
God.
So than she's already done. Because, you know, Mom was working at the vet clinic, and she loved it. She loved animals. You all know that. You might listen to the show. She's an animal lover through and through. And so she got to take care of those animals. But she doesn't realize, and she does now, I think, of the impact that she had on the staff.
Wow.
The vet clinic, because there's a lady that's coming a couple of times a week to rub some essential oils on her feet. It's a natural healing kind of thing. That
sure.
Somebody's heard of essential oils. But Mom prayed with this lady the first time she did it, and the lady started weeping. And she goes, Betty, I needed that so bad. Thank you. So, you know, it's just not about what you're going through. It's about how other people see the Lord through you.
That's right.
And I know that Mom's ministry is going to grow.
Yes.
And I'm
yes.
so thankful.
Amen.
That I get to watch, because,
well, you're a part of it too.
I know, but you know, she's always been such a big impact on my life.
I know.
And I know that her work is not done. And I knew that when she came out of that cardiac cath, that, you know, yeah, it was scary. But the Lord was not done. He was not going to let her go. He was not going to let her leave. And I'm just going to be so anxious to see what the Lord's going to do. And I just
I just can't wait to see it.
All right.
Sorry, I'm a little windy.
With all that said, no, that was beautiful. With all that said, Betty, I dedicate this song to you today. Betty, that is for you. and for our listening audience. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you do raise us up to be more than we can be. Lord, we need your strength and we need your peace because we go through so many difficult things in life. Lord, we pray for our listening audience right now. We don't know so many of them, but we know they're out there and we know that they're hearing these words of encouragement and peace today and that they are saying, can that be real? Can that be for me? And yes, dear listener, God would say to you today, it is for you. And all you need to do is start really drawing close to him and he will draw close to you. He wants to be your friend. He wants to be there for you. He wants to lift you up to be more than you can be. He wants to give you this peace and the strength we're talking about today. It is for you too, not just for us on this show today. It's for you, dear listener. And so we pray for you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that your inner man would be renewed and strengthened, that you will have a fresh new desire for God to take a hold of your life and to cause you to become more than you ever thought you could be, a giant in God, a person of strength and peace, a person that does not give in to fear and anxiety, but a person who stands strong and is courageous and can honestly realize that God's peace in you sees you through no matter what you're going through. That is what God wants to do for you, dear listener. Claim it, stand on it, walk in it, and receive it. In Jesus' name, this we pray. Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Have you been crying, Betty?
Do you know that it hurts to cry?
So you haven't been crying?
I wouldn't call it crying. I would more like call it sobbing.
Sobbing. Okay. It hurts to cry, so I've been sobbing. All right.
I've been sobbing. With my little heart pillow.
In front of your chest? Know. Yeah.
Yeah, in front of my chest. So you have to do that to cough and sneeze.
I know.
And
I remember my dad having to do that. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's but you know, the joy that comes overflowing. When you hear certain songs that just spark something inside of your spirit.
Yeah.
And that's one of them that does that to me. The other one is the line of grace. That we sang, because that's where I stayed for a long time. And if I have a word that if you're down and out, it's time to raise up and be counted.
Amen.
Come back to where God wants you.
Yes.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Seek his faith. Seek his kingdom. And all of the things will be added unto you.
Oh, amen.
And just like the word says, take heart.
Yes.
He's on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the scene. I mean, that outstretched, scarred hand is wanting to lift you up, raise you up to be more than you ever thought you could be.
Amen.
And I praise him, and I praise the Lord for the prayer warriors that went to the throne on my behalf for those many, many weeks. And I thank everyone that did that prayer. But that song right there just restored the joy that I had lost.
Praise God.
In the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Only because I let myself be tempted to be coerced by the enemy to think that I wasn't coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be stronger.
Stronger.
And more alive. Have more peace and joy than
Amen.
I could ever
Amen.
Enjoy or imagine.
Woo!
And he can do that for you, dear listener. And if he can do it for me, he'll do it for you.
Amen. Woo! That all takes us to John chapter 20. And it's been about a week since the crucifixion, actually about Just, well, this first time in John 20, verse 19, it's been a day. One day, it's the day of the resurrection. John 20, verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, now you got to understand, they were running scared because Jesus had been crucified. And they didn't know what to make of this thing that they were told by Mary Magdalene that he had been, you know, that he was arisen. He was a risen Lord. They didn't know what to make of this. So he shows up. I think he walked right through the wall here because it says the doors were locked. And he said, what is the first thing Jesus says to them after he comes out of the tomb, a risen Lord? Our topic for the last few weeks, peace.
Peace be with you.
How about that? Peace be with you. And after he said this, he showed them his hands and sighed. The disciples were overjoyed. And again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. And then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they're forgiven. If you do not forgive, they're not forgiven. We could have a whole topic on that. We'll do that some other time. Peace be with you. Megan, isn't this profound that it's just hours from the resurrection and the thing he greets them with is peace. Peace be to you. You know, do you think that's cool? That shows you how important this is.
Absolutely, because, you know, they were probably in there just worried crazy,
right,
running around, pacing, talking about what's going to happen if this happens, yada, yada, yada. And he walks in and he just says, peace be with you. And they
yes.
probably all stopped in their tracks, totally shocked that the Lord just walked through the wall.
Right.
Number one.
Yeah.
And that he wasn't physically in his body, but he was appearing in front of them. It would have stopped every thought running through your mind.
Wouldn't it?
And you would have just stared.
Right.
It would have just been a total shock.
Oh, can you imagine? And one of the disciples wasn't there when this happened, and that was Thomas. And we've all heard about him, Doubting Thomas. And that's interesting, Betty. That's your last name, isn't it? But you're not Doubting Thomas. You're faith-filled, peace-filled Thomas, Betty Thomas.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So in verse 26 of John 20, we see a week later, his disciples were in that house again. And Thomas was with them this time. And through the door, although the doors were locked, here we go again. Jesus is doing this cool thing he does. Jesus came and stood among them, and he said what, Betty? What did he say this time? Thomas is there this time. He says, peace.
Peace.
Peace be with you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, with you.
Yep, peace be with you. And then he told Thomas to put his finger in his sides and see all the nail scars. And Thomas says, who had been doubting Thomas says, my Lord and my God. So that peace permeated Thomas, and he realized, wait a minute, Jesus is here. He's the risen Lord. He is alive forevermore. Everything he told us has happened. I don't know about you both, but that just blesses me to no end. When we see this over and over, how important this was. I remember Luke 2:14, when the angel comes and appears to the shepherds, right, to announce that the Messiah had been born. And the angel says, glory in the highest. And then the angel says, peace on earth to those who find favor with him. Peace on earth. So at the very beginning, at the announcement of the Messiah, it is peace here. We give you peace. And we know in Isaiah 9:6, he was prophesied by through the pen of Isaiah that the Messiah was coming, that he would be the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the wonderful Comforter, and the Prince of Peace. So here we are. Betty, talk to us about this. Here's the Prince of Peace showing up in these locked, doored rooms. And the first thing he says to them in all of these occasions is peace.
Well, and he also tells them, I mean, this is the out of the mouth of the Lord.
Right.
Stop doubting.
Right.
And believe.
Stop doubting and believe. Yes.
That's what he's saying to us today.
Right.
Is that when Thomas said, oh, my master, my God, he saw him. I mean, it just seemed like maybe all of that doubt, all of the worry, the fear that probably possessed him at that point until he was able to see and believe and see with his own eyes.
Right.
Is that there were so many blessings that the Lord was going to give them just by believing and
Right. Believing
and having peace and tranquility in your life is something not to take too lightly.
Mm, absolutely.
I you know, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you have a newfound love or perspective of what God can do in your life when you believe.
Oh, absolutely.
And doubt just melts. I think that's what it did with Thomas.
Right. Oh, absolutely. We got to run over to Philippians 4 real quick. And, you know, as Jesus went back to heaven and he said, you know, I'm coming again to get you, all of you that believe. And, you know, there were a lot of people that probably thought, wait a minute, what was all that? I don't know if that was God or what was that, you know? And I love the words of Paul in Philippians 4. Verses basically 6 and 7, Philippians 4, 6 and 7. This will be the last passage we go to today on the show, but I've got to get this in before we do this next song, and then we can talk about it on the other side of the song. Philippians 4, 6 and 7, in the NIV translation says this, rejoice in the Lord. Well, that's actually starting in verse 4, but that's okay. Let's start there. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Ah, he did want us to start right there, and you'll see why in a minute. The Lord is near. And then he says this in verse 6 of Philippians chapter 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, that you quoted that earlier, Betty, the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Let's hear it in the Message Bible, and then I'm going to play this song, and then I'm going to come back to both of you for your comments. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 in the Message Bible says this, don't fret or worry. Boy, that speaks to all of us. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. And before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displays worry at the center of your life. Oh, I love those verses, especially in the Message Bible. Oh my, I'm going to read that last bit one more time here before we do this song. Don't fret or worry. Dear audience, this applies to every one of us. Take these words, take it to heart. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. And before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displays worry at the center of our lives. Oh, wow. God has promised us that this world here is temporary. We're here a short time. We got to learn these lessons and we've got to live these things. Listen to this song. We Shall Behold Him by Sandy Patty.
Unfold, preparing here. in his eyes shall enhance those awaiting, and we shall behold him. Then face to face, we shall behold him. We shall behold him face to face in all of his glory. We shall behold him. Yes, we shall be. The angels shall sound the shout of his coming, the sleeping shall rise from their slumbering place.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We know you're coming back, and we are going to behold you face to face. And we are so looking forward to that moment. Now that's when we will have perfect peace. How about that? Betty, are you still on with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Still here.
How'd that song affect you? I'm just trying to get you today, I guess, right?
Well, you know what? That takes you into the momentum of praise and worship.
Doesn't it? Oh.
Is that, you know, once you make your prayers and petitions known to the Lord, is that's when we celebrate and say, Lord, thank you, and give him all the praise and glory.
Yeah.
And look forward to his second coming.
Yes.
That when we meet him face to face, you know, gosh, what will I do, you know? will I dance? Will I sing? Will I be able to even speak at all, that song?
That song, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing what music can do to raise your spirits.
Oh,
and,
amen.
And get you into a place of praise and worship. It's awesome song, awesome lady.
Yeah, she is. Sandy Patty. Amazing song. You know, now, and when we realize that what we are doing here on this earth on a daily basis is temporary, it's not forever. It's but for a moment. It's like a twinkling in an eye, you know, then doesn't that cause us to pause and realize that the things that we get so anxious and fretful about, the things that we're so afraid about, or the what ifs in our life, well, what if that happens, or then what will cause that? What if that happens and then that? Those things that we stew about. You know what I mean, Betty? Those things that we just let take over our, and rob us of our peace. They take over our minds and rob us of our peace. It's not worth it to let your peace go. You got to realize this is a temporary place we are. We are going to behold God Almighty in all of his glory. And we are going to be with him for all eternity, those who know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Whoa, Betty, talk to me about that. Wow.
Mm. Well, I think that, you know, when you were talking about, you know, the Lord tells us in Philippians that through the writings is don't fret or worry.
Don't fret or worry.
Just like the song, it's a battle of the mind.
Yeah.
And we have to turn that mourning or doubt, worry, and fear, we have to turn that into praise and worship.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it can get us into a point of, I've noticed a lot of things on the social media sites that, you know, people are not even looking forward to tomorrow, that, you know, that they can't, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the things that if people would just realize that people tomorrow may never come, that, you know, we may see Jesus, you know, in the twinkling of an eye. We don't know when he's coming back. But when we do, that's when we'll see him face to face. That's when all of our worries, doubts, and fears will melt away and be replaced with the ultimate peace.
Oh, amen.
So we have the capability now to receive his peace, the peace that passes all understanding, to be able to stand in victory over any circumstances that we're facing at this point in time.
Oh, amen.
I believe.
Well, it says right here, Betty, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. I mean, Paul acknowledges we all worry, okay? But he's saying, here, let me tell you what to do when you're overcome with worry and fear. He says, let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. It's okay to go to God and say, Lord, here's what I'm afraid of. Here's what I'm concerned about. This is, God, here's my concern. In fact, Paul says, do that. And then he says, before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when God displaces worry at the center of your life. And I believe a lot of people live in worry at the center of their life. Paul would not have said this if it was not such a major problem for humanity. Don't you think?
Well, if you go down to Philippians 4, 8 and 9, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things that are true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly. And we have a tendency, Pastor, to focus on negativity.
Oh, we do. Yes.
And it's a battle for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, Paul saw it firsthand. He saw how, you know, they spent most of their life with Jesus. Then he went away, but he sent the Comforter. And he's just compelled to say, pray.
Pray.
Give your worries, doubts, and fears to the Lord and watch what happens. It may not come in the morning. It may not come next week. But you just keep on praying.
Right.
And it will be revealed. It will be revealed to you.
Yes.
But you've got to stand firm.
Yes.
And believe.
So it's something that we get involved in, people. When we have a passive mind that just allows anything to be there in our minds, and it's just, you know, that is only going to do you harm, because, you know, passivity, when we're not taking control over those worries and fears and doubts and concerns and all that, and when we're not taking those to God and giving those to him, they take over, is what I'm trying to say. They run you roughshod, and pretty soon you're depressed, discouraged, That's why we played the songs we have today. Hopefully you'll go back and listen to this show again on our website and hear those songs. You know, all that about whom shall I fear, being courageous, you know, letting God lift us up and realizing we're going to heaven. This is a short time we're here. And we've got to grasp these concepts and walk in God's peace, because that's how we overcome all that junk the devil and life throws at us. Whoa. Oh, Betty, this is, I've loved teaching this series on Prevailing Peace. And for any of you out there that have missed any of them, you can find them on our website, bohmglobal.com. I think I started this series 6 or 7 weeks ago, so there's a lot of shows on peace in different aspects of it that will really help you. Just go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and you'll see the titles and the dates. And I think this goes back to probably the end of September, first part of October when we started this series. So, Betty, your thoughts. Where are you? And, boy, do you sound strong and great. Praise God for that. I'm so glad to have you back on the air.
Well, it's good to be back. It's good to be back to tell of the great things that the Lord has done. I have received and I've experienced the amazing grace of the Master.
Praise God.
Jesus Christ, deep, deep within myself.
Yeah.
And that wholeness of God, the peace, the joy that comes from knowing the Lord can be yours.
Amen.
If you ask and believe. And I think that once that you remember and you think about the things that are going on in your life, that let Jesus replace that worry, that doubt, and that fear. Let him replace it with his prevailing peace.
Oh, amen.
Again, the peace that passes all understanding.
Yes.
And you'll have one of the most revolutionary time with the Lord, with your prayers and supplications, your praising of God, and thanking him for what he's doing and what he's going to do in your life.
Amen. Amen. Woo! So, if there are any of you out there right now who don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, if there are any of you that can say, if I died tonight, I'm not sure if I'd be in heaven or where I'd be, please pray this prayer with Betty and I right now. I'm going to pray it. Betty, if you'll repeat after me, then the audience member can follow along with you, okay?
Do it slow.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now.
In the precious name of Jesus.
In the precious name of Jesus.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that I can have forgiveness for my sins and my mistakes.
I believe that I have forgiveness for my sins and my mistakes.
I ask you now, Lord, to forgive me.
I ask you now, Lord, please forgive me.
For anything and everything.
For anything and everything.
That I've ever said or done.
That I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I ask you to come into my heart.
I ask you to come into my heart.
And live in my heart by faith.
And live in my heart by faith.
I choose you, Jesus.
I choose you, Jesus.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
If you prayed that prayer, we want to hear from you. Don't have to, but we'd love to. You can write me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. You can reach Betty or Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, or Shell at prayers@bohmglobal.com. And I encourage you to get into your Bible, start reading. You need to begin in the book of John. 21 chapters. It will be such a blessing to you, and it will teach you all about Jesus and his ministry, the book of John. I also encourage people to get into Psalms. Betty, you got a couple minutes here, or a minute or so, before we have to crank down. So give us some final thoughts. I think Megan already went to take care of the baby Zoe, right?
Yeah, she's taking care of Zoe Grace.
Okay.
One of the things that I would like to extend to our listeners listening now and in the future is that Jesus cares for you.
Yeah.
He loves you more than anything else in this world. He doesn't care where you've been. He doesn't care what you've done. Is that the sweet, sweet, sweet peace, the prevailing peace that passes all of our understanding, is yours. He is able and willing to go and do above and beyond anything you can expect or imagine.
Yeah.
One of the things that God said is that peace I give you.
Yes.
Peace I give to you. He's not going to take it back.
Right.
It's yours. It's yours for the asking. Reach out. Talk to Jesus. And know him in a more personal way than you've ever known him before.
Amen.
And he will give you that prevailing peace.
Amen. Woo, well said. Couldn't have said it any better. Megan and Betty, thank you so much for being on the show today. And as always, we encourage you to catch up on some of our shows that you have missed by going to our website, bohmglobal.com. It's not far to Jesus, and we hope to see you next week and catch some of those shows you've missed. Betty and Megan, it's been a joy. And dear ones, this has been Pastor Marcia, Betty and Megan, bringing you the Word of God today on Living the Good Life. And check out our Thursday night show, 6:06 p.m. Eastern, on this station, Go Yard. Talk to you next week. God bless you. There's no
and Clearwater, Tampa.